Welcome back to Luck of the Draw. When we left off, the trio had made some equestrian friends, with benefits in Yovi's case, and set off to summit the hill, the final obstacle before the home stretch to Gilrose. How about we finish this arc up, huh?
I guess we could do another encounter check. Who wants to do it? Let's have Wilhelm do it. He's alive.
Already did 8, or should we?
Yeah, we already did 8. Okay. Let's do something.
7.
7. Well, isn't that exciting? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Boyo.
You see the smallest train out of all of them you've seen in the past couple of days coming down the tracks, and it has just a very quiet whistle. Like, pathetic compared to all the rest. But as it approaches, you see that the people on top of it are not dressed like the ones that you saw at dawn. They're not wearing military uniforms. They are dressed sort of ragged clothes, patchwork armor, and rusted weapons. It's probably about 10 minutes until they get to the tunnel where you now are.
Yeah.
What do you do?
They're going our way.
They're coming towards you.
Great. No, I can't take away the ride. I just promised the horses. They seem a little ragged, though. Do you think we could do a bit of good? And I know mending. Maybe we could fix a few of the things that they have broken.
I would not be opposed. I'm kind of indifferent.
I'm also very indifferent. Indifference is also a big word. I don't know what this was going on. I don't really care.
I do find it surprising that there's only one set of tracks and there are multiple sort of... Or are they on the road or on the tracks?
They're on the tracks.
Yeah, because they have a train.
However, Asher... Well, I guess you guys would have seen as you were heading out. There are points along the tracks where there's more than one.
Right, okay, so you could do like the pass thing. Yeah, yeah.
But in the tunnel, there's only one.
Great.
If you ever played OpenTTD,
yes,
then you know you know how train tracks work.
Well, supposedly, if I could ever.
Kind of. Yeah. And signals are hard.
They are.
But anyways.
I swear that's a block, but it says it's not a block.
What, exit signal? How do I use it? Why not just use block signals? Whatever. Basic signals are fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you guys are gonna try to interact with this?
Yeah, just say hey.
So they're coming from
where we're
Gilrose
trying to
direction,
go. Yeah,
basically. Okay, so as they approach, they crank the brakes on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Crank the brakes. That's the sound of the brakes.
Uh huh.
They crank the brakes on the train. Thank you, dishwasher. Very good sound effects. And they stop just below the tunnel because they see you.
Mm-hmm.
And the man, sort of the, I don't want to say the conductor, but the guy running the engine, jumps out and says, "You three, we've been looking for you three. Cantor sent us. We're so glad you guys are alive. We got the message. We weren't sure that, you know, you wouldn't blow up, frankly."
Well, your fears were very founded because... we did blow up.
Oh, God.
Yogi did in particular.
I'm still very singed. Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. But you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you're alive. Did you get some of the crystal?
Yes, and yes, we also blew up the train.
Excellent. The whole thing?
Half of it.
Yes.
How much? We can talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell Cantor all about it.
Mm-hmm.
I see you've got horses. Do you want a ride on the train?
Well, I
can
do
we,
want
can
a ride
we take
on the train.
On the
it's
train.
Much faster. But we did promise the horses apples.
We actually brought our lunches. It's basically just apples.
Great.
That one.
Perfect.
Well,
how
convenient.
Yeah.
It's very coincidental. And some would say it was pulled out of God's ass. But that's just a figure of speech around Gilrose.
From the ass of God, meaning lucky happenstance.
Sometimes shitty Anyways, yeah, I guess we could skip lunch today. It's fine. Had a big breakfast. It's fine. No, it's
okay. Yeah, you're always just gonna barrel right through that and say, "Yeah, great, thanks. I'll take their apples now."
All right. Some of them are like hesitantly reaching for these brown paper bags, and, like handing them out. You just snatch them up. You hear some stomachs gurgling.
Can I use prestidigitation to make the most delicious apples ever?
Sure.
Just to really say thank you for
the apples. For the one, yeah. One over the hill. Thanks for getting us over that hill.
Yeah, it helped a little.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, otherwise we probably would have missed the train,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We
got on the hill and they go underneath us.
Yeah. You're all leaving the horses, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to leave my horse. Chesternut.
Chesternut.
I'll really miss you. I pet the horse. Please remember me forever. Hopefully our paths will cross someday.
He nuzzles up to you and looks you deeply in the eyes.
I kiss him on his forehead.
Right on the diamond.
Right
on the diamond. He closes his eyes as you do. As a sign of respect and mutual love.
Well, see you later. I mean, I'm still trying.
Kevin,
I'll see you later, Kevin.
I'm going to pet mine behind the ear, scratch behind the ear, and say, we might meet again someday. This might not be goodbye for good. And then...
out of character.
You guys are really attached to these horses.
Great, so you hop on the train, and it actually has an engine both in the front and the back. That's actually the thing on the train, so this isn't unreasonable, thank you. And it just starts chugging away, going... towards Gilrose, finally on track.
Is there anyone else on the train other than that conductor?
Yes, there is about 10 guys.
Okay.
Some look more prepared than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, they're kind of afraid they might have to fight some actual military people.
Yeah. After I guess at this point it'd be about an hour. Yeah, it's an hour train ride. You get back to Gilrose Station. Well, actually, right before Gilrose Station, you take a branch off the path, sort of towards the outskirts of town. You skirt around the town and park the train. Again, that doesn't sound like the right word. You stop the train.
The train pulls up to the station. And
yes, it's it's like, from what you can tell, it looks like an abandoned cargo warehouse of sorts. Or, loading station.
Mm-hmm.
Or once abandoned, and now maybe not so much. Thanks, Cantor.
It's really stimulating the economy.
That's right. There to greet you when you get off the train is, in fact, Cantor. He says, "Oh, welcome back. Great job. I heard that you got something at least, and you blew up something, and that's good to hear. Want to head back to my office and you can fill me in on the details?"
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Excellent.
Sure. And then as soon as we start walking, Ajax, my hawk, flies down and just grapples my shoulder. Doesn't startle me because I'm kind of used to it. But it's like, dude.
Oh, poof. Bird.
Where has this bird been?
This bird stayed in town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm
looking for your ship for a while.
What he's been doing, though.
Okay.
Hey, Ajax, what you been up to? What do you say?
I can only talk to animals. I can't listen to them.
Just
get it through your thick skull.
Caw.
But you're heading off to Gilogurd's to join Cantor in his office. You go through town and things are, as they always are, very busy. A few minor crimes are going on throughout the city, but nothing unusual. You get to Gilogurd's, there's a bunch of people, you know, chilling, eating soup and stuff. Some of them recognize Asher as the guy who spiced up the soup, made it taste delicious. And he's like, and they're like, "Hey, welcome back. Do you think you could do that trick again? Oh,
yes.
I've been really hankering for it since you've been gone."
I like crack my knuckles. I'm gonna do a different flavor. I'm gonna make it like, it starts with a G. It's like a Russian soup. I'm totally blanking on it. Gumbo.
Gumbo.
I mean, that's not Russian.
Not Russian.
That's
so whatever.
Sorry.
I feel like that's like Gulf Coast.
That's completely opposite of the Earth. But
yeah,
I'm going to make it taste like very fancy gumbo.
Sounds great. They literally and figuratively eat this shit up. Not literally eat the shit. Well, maybe there's a little in there. They literally and figuratively eat this up. They love that you're doing this. They love the taste of this stuff. They're so happy and so indebted to you right now. They just love it. But then Kanjir sort of figuratively drags you away.
I'm just like bowing to my audience. And he's like, nope, you're kind of
weird. Yeah. I'm like, all right, let's not let it get to your head. And he brings you up to his office.
Said, watch out, you become too much of a ham and we'll put you in the stew.
That's funny. Alright, so how much of the train did you destroy?
The kabat and the...
All of the big boom rocks are gone, except for the ones that we have in here.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so all of the people on board still made it.
Everyone is alive.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know how well those two wizards are going to survive on their own out in the middle of nowhere, but probably safe to assume they're alive.
We won't hurt them, so...
They're probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not our problem at this point. Right? anyways. Well, okay, so how many pounds of the crystal did you get? Give me that crystal.
Fortunately, we blew it all up.
45.
45 pounds.
Oh, wait. She opens her bag and sees all the crystals. Oh, well, that's great. I didn't even realize.
That's right, of course. Great, 45 pounds. I said I told you 20 gold per pound. Well, that's a solid 900 gold for you, my friends. You did blow up some of the train. You left a lot of the military personnel in the passenger car alive and getting to their destination. But you did prevent the military from getting 500 pounds worth of big boom crystal. So I'll tell you what, I can't give you the full 1,000 for that, but how about 500 extra gold?
Yeah, that's fair.
1,400
that's
very total fair. Split mm-hmm. amongst you.
I told you we should have killed everybody.
Oh, Mineo. Mineo. The silly Billy scamp.
You brush me off now.
Boom, 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 boom. That's Seinfeld. Yeah. Seinfeld music. Alright. Do we have an agreement? 1,400?
Yep. That sounds good.
Hand.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, we count the fingers. One. Two.
Yeah. You'll get there, bud.
Yeah, we're good.
Alright, so he goes over to that safe in the wall that you noticed before. And he twists it open and twists in the combination. I know you're very thievy. Are you going to like try to look at the combination or anything?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a.
Where's my D20?
Actually, you guys should just split it two ways because Yovie's not gonna take it.
I'm sure.
Okay. I mean, I might ask you guys for something eventually, but it's.
You
just...
said an investigation.
Perception.
Probably
will want the bag, but
12.
12.
Oh.
You see that it has three numbers. And you're pretty sure that the last one is a 4.
Okay.
But
can I see what kind of die? Like, is it like a die with like 60 or like 50 or?
Sure, it is 30 numbers.
30 numbers, okay.
Yeah. 30 digits or whatever.
Okay.
That's 4. So as far as you can tell, I'll write that down. It's 3 numbers and the last one is a 4. That's what you got. But he opens up the safe and you can see inside very easily without any sort of roll for that it is filled with all sorts of treasures and items and money, most of all, of course. This guy seems to be loaded, but he lives a very humble lifestyle.
Strange. Respectable.
Yes. But he counts out 1,400, plops it, puts it all in a sack, well, 3 sacks. Splits it as evenly as he can and sets them all on his desk in front of you guys.
Mm-hmm. I grab one of them.
Great.
I grab one too. And I have the other one and I'm like, here you go, Jovi.
Thanks. And she like looks inside and just sees that it's just gold.
That was what we agreed on.
Well,
did you want something else?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that it's worth it. I just don't have any use for it. Would one of you want to hold on to it? Or
divide it 50-50 then?
I guess.
Yes, you just... Alright, I mean, you do you, friend. Maybe next time I just...
oh, I have 700 hey, gold.
Save myself a bit of scrap, you know? Well, I'll tell you what, guys. You three seem to have good heads on your shoulders. And more importantly, two of you got some good muscles on your arms. All right?
He's not talking about you.
I can see that very much.
Does he even have arms? It's a bit of cloth.
You don't know. I like to have you stick around and help me out with a few other jobs I might have for you. Some similar things, you know, disrupting military supplies, killing military people, robbing nobles, stuff like that. You know, casual. Mm-hmm. Are you at all interested?
Would the pay be this good?
Depends. It'd be just as proportional to the work.
I guess. Proportional.
Yeah. You know that one?
I kind of look down. I'm like, trying to be
Do you know that word, friend?
Yes.
Deception check.
19 plus.
Oh my god.
Plus 5.
Oh, of course, do you? I saw you reading a dictionary earlier, of course, you know.
Yeah.
What proportional is.
Yeah.
Not funny. Thumbling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, I'll tell you what. You take a break, because I'm sure you've had quite a rough past 24 hours or so. And in the morning, maybe I'll have some work for you.
Yeah, like, Yovi, like, looks to the other two and, like, well, I suppose I'll be sticking with you for a little longer.
I don't have anything else better to do.
I need to find a crew for my ship that's that way.
Nope.
All right.
Incorrect. Again. Great. Would you like to sleep here again, or do you have your own arrangements?
I could sleep on my ship.
Yeah. Asher has like the day planned out. It's so okay. He's gonna at the end he's gonna chill at his ship.
It's like a houseboat.
I guess it is like morning still, so I don't know what you're saying. It's probably like midday actually, so it's not time for sleep yet.
Mm-hmm.
You can do as the kids say and chillax.
You feel free to chillax, friend.
Do you have a map of the city, by the way?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Perfect.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Let me see that.
I'm afraid that just letting Maneo near a map will make all the directions screwed up.
He has a map on his wall that sort of has everything marked out.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
It's also kind of like well-labeled for thieves, like rich guy here.
Somewhat. Yeah, kind of. There are some things like that. Like mm-hmm.
Right X's,
and,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. like secret entrances and like, you know.
Sewer system.
This guy owes me money.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Frowny face over something.
Break this guy's thumbs. You should have thought of him.
Rocky. I like how he plans out break this guy's thumbs and puts it on the map. He's gonna be here.
It's a weekly thing.
Yeah.
He never pays on time.
He's only got so many thumbs. What the heck?
It takes about a week to get him healed at the local medicine man. Would you like for me to just list off the things in town? Or is there something you're looking for? Or do you just... I'll just give you the map.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Here's the map.
There you go.
There's the map.
Let me see it's this.
Take a gander at it.
See, I told you my boat's over there.
Wow, he actually managed to point at the water.
Sorry.
It's a miracle. Yeah.
I'm gonna ask, still talking to Cantor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm quite intrigued with these bags you gave us. Would you have any other bags I could have, buy off of? Particularly anything named a handy haversack?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't have this hand job handy sack. hacky sack. I have a bag of holding, and I know a guy who knows a guy who actually made these bags that I, the stasis bags that I gave to you. He works in this tiny ass little shack, somewhat into the wilderness to the west of here. I know he's a little bit out there, both like literally lives out there and is kind of crazy. But like I said, I mean, you saw how well these bags perform. You got 15 pounds in two of these bags, didn't blow up.
That was quite nice.
All three of the bags. What am I saying? Right? Yeah. All three of them.
All three have 15.
I mean, I thought that'd be pushing it. I thought for sure one of you was going to die because of that. I didn't tell you, obviously. You know, you're fine, so don't be mad.
Thanks for that.
So you can see how great work he does. He might have what you're looking for.
I will keep that in mind. Might pay him a visit.
I advise it. If you're not interested in this bag of holding that he pulls out from, he's just, it wasn't in the safe or anything. He just pulls it out from behind his desk. Bag of holding.
I mean, I would take that if you're giving. But
not giving.
For how much?
Selling for 500 gold.
I have other expenses. I can live without it for now.
Suit yourself. As a lazy tailor would say, suit yourself.
It's good.
So Yovi's also been looking at the map and has seen a place labeled The Alchemist.
Yes.
And maybe considering the hardships that we had earlier yesterday, maybe get some reagents for reviving people.
That's actually where I was going to head. Great minds think alike.
Great. Yeah. That's just great.
That's just great. Let's go look at The Alchemist.
Thank you. All right. So we're just heading over to the office.
Sure. We'll just say that Maneo is going with you. So you three head out to the Alchemist, which is. I'll take that map back because I don't know.
I made the map for myself, not for you guys.
Yeah, right. I just wasn't planning on giving it to you. It's fine. Oh, there it is. So it's actually pretty close to where you first met Cantor. It was right sort of in that alley space, roughly. Mm-hmm. And this is, you get up to the Alchemist, and it is, like, not at all a shady establishment. This is a very professional-looking, very well-kept alchemy shop. Everything is, like, labeled and placed into appropriate containers. There's a man behind the counter in a suit, and he says, "Welcome. Is there anything in particular I can find for you today?"
Alshur is, like, holding in his... in excitement. He's like super, like, very happy to see this.
Oh yeah, well, we're just looking for some simple healing potions.
Quite the selection. I'm changing his voice as we speak. I'm making
his
character up.
One of his magic potions that, like, it's a voice modulator.
It's a voice modulator that fits to whatever situation my customers do find most suitable and most persuasive to buy my product.
It's a silver tongue potion.
I nudge Yovi and I'm like,
it is literally silver.
Oh my goodness.
I nudge Yovi and I'm like, you know, I'm an alchemist too. I could make you some potions if you want.
I too have proficiency with an herbalism kit.
The two of us could make potions up the ass. But I came into other things. So.
What are you searching for?
Alright, I would be interested in some materials for copying a spell into my spellbook.
Okay.
And I would also like some charcoal, incense, and herbs to cast Find Familiar. If you have that, that would be wonderful.
Certainly. What sort of materials are you looking for to copy into your spellbook? What do you need for that?
I need some fancy acid.
Fancy acid. You like to party. No, I'm kidding. That's just a simple jest. Of course I have the acid. And he points you, directs you to a wall of various types of acid. If it doesn't matter too much which one you use, then I might recommend something of the lesser quality, a little cheaper, a little bit, you know, more cost efficient. But if you're looking to really get the job done with acid, and he points to the upper shelf, says, "This stuff will melt anything, guaranteed."
Well, I don't want to exactly melt the pages. Just a
yes.
Little.
Let's stick to the lower shelf then. He says, "Just a small vial of this." Says about, he holds his fingers a couple inches apart. About this size. It's about 2 gold. if you want a larger supply, and he sort of just directs you to larger bottles, probably like a pint of this acid. He says, that's about 10 gold.
How much would I need to copy this?
To copy one spell, I don't know, do you use like a quill to copy it or what?
Yeah, I'd probably just like use my minor alchemy to like protect the quill from dissolving while I do it.
So you'd really only need the small one, use it like a inkwell.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. Yeah, so the smaller vial for you then, sir?
Yeah, that works.
The two the cast find familiar. Of course. We have I actually have this catalogue here. Let me just look through and see what's required for that. He has this catalogue that says just spell components for dummies. he said, ah, yes, okay. And he starts picking things out and sort of putting them into a little basket at the end of it. He wraps it up and hands it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that'll be just 5 gold for all of this, then. A nice bundle deal.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
You two fine adventurers. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yovi looks a little surprised for a moment. She goes, oh, you're trading in the gold. Now I see.
have something of other value that may be of use to my alchemy services, we could exchange an exchange sort of deal.
Well, I do have this, and she... So her starting gold, instead I just said it's just going to be one gem worth that much.
Mm.
But it's only 10 gold, so... Mm. She like holds up and is this worth a healing potion? Puts it on the table.
Mm. Let's see. He inspects it for a little bit. I could get you a lesser healing potion for this.
Yeah. That's all we really need is a wake up. Pick me up.
I mean... Feel free to borrow whatever you need for us.
Huh?
You gave us the gold, so...
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'm just thinking that both of you should probably carry one or two potions.
Sure.
Fair enough, I mean...
I'll give him the gold for it to do that.
Yeah, just four lesser healing potions, then. And then just give them to you guys. It's not like Yovi doesn't need them, because she can heal you guys, but...
Thanks.
Do you have some potions cooking in the back?
I do, yes.
Oh, yeah, I hear the ticking, too.
yes, well, it's good to keep a timer on those things. If you if you mess them up even just a little bit, it could ruin the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes dastardly results. Sometimes it just makes it smell worse. Well, that's bad for business.
Very bad.
Excellent.
All right, great, thank you. So, yeah, that would have been... how much did you say? Or did
you said 25 to 50. I'll say 30.
Each. All right.
Each.
So we're getting 4.
120 gold total.
Jovi, I'm not really thirsty.
It's not for you. It's for me when I go down.
So 100, so 80, like 60 each or what?
Yeah, just do 60. Basically, you guys bought them.
Yeah, and you still have your gem.
Yeah, so I got my gem.
But how much was it worth?
60 gold
each. Okay.
And you... Is there anything else that I can help you with? Or maybe I could help direct you to a different store in town?
I actually am quite interested, because he wants to... Asher is pretty cocky about his material crafting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like some materials to make 3 alchemist's fire and maybe 2 vials of acid. Enough
Jesus.
To break a lock. And I... Do you have the materials to make alchemist fire? I can make it myself. I'm just trying to be a little... Test my abilities,
yeah,
if you will.
I certainly understand. I was once in your shoes as well, but a student. I don't know.
I would like enough to craft 3 alchemist fire. Oh. Whatever number you have. I have a lot of gold
150
now.
Gold,
all right.
My good sir.
I'm down for that. Let's do it.
Down with the sickness. You large fellow... What are you looking for, Mineo?
I'm still not thirsty, thank you.
Is there anything else in town that you're looking for?
I'm heading
really.
To Taylor quick.
Oh, hello, welcome back.
Thank
I recognize
you.
You.
Thank you, it's good to be back. I was wondering, and
I
clap out my bird and say, would you be able to make a little... What's the thing that people... A bandolier. Would you be able to make a little bandolier for my owl compatriot, one that he could...
God, that would be adorable. I would love to.
Something that she could, like, use her beak to drop things with.
Oh my. That's
pigeon beak.
That's a little creative, but...
It doesn't look like a pigeon, friend. That's so creative. I love this idea. I can absolutely do this. It is certainly very unique. And you are the first person to ask me for this, and you know what? I'm going to give you such a discount because of that, because I think I can really make a profit off of this. So, tell you what, just 3 gold.
Perfect.
3 gold.
I absolutely love this.
Do you care about the material that's made out of? I'm thinking leather, maybe a brown leather strap.
I think that would be quite nice.
Yes.
Not too flashy, but
no,
also very chic.
Of course. We keep everything chic here.
Thank
Don't
you.
Don't you worry. Great. Well, I'll get right to the work on that. It might take a little time to design this. So, how about you give me until tomorrow, and
fair.
I'll do my best to have it done then.
That's perfectly fair.
Absolutely. All right. Anything for you two fine folk?
I'm fine.
Nope.
You are fine.
Oh,
he winks.
I go,
yes. Your 1 gold.
Yeah. I toss him a silver piece.
Oh, thank you. Is there anything else in town?
Oh, he's going to see my ship.
You can see your ship.
I'm going to my ship.
Do you know how to get to your ship?
I point in the wrong direction, but I walk in the right direction.
Yovi follows him and crosses her fingers that they're going the right way.
I follow the sound of the water.
She also plans on crashing at his ship. Just
did Escher buy? I forgot already. Did he get components to make a spell scroll? Level 1.
No, I don't think so.
I remember. I forget that, and I go quick buy it.
Just
I think it's 25.
Okay, 25. That's fine.
Okay,
25 gold. There
actually,
go.
Wait. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm
okay.
Done.
So, could we go to... I don't know if this is... Since I have leather armor, and there's a step above that, which is studded leather armor.
Correct.
Could there be a way... Would I go to a tailor for that, or would I go to a...
Blacksmith, probably, yeah. Actually, the blacksmith is pretty close by to the tailor. It's basically just, like, across the street, practically. You enter the blacksmith shop, front of sorts, and you're greeted by a halfling woman, adult but still somewhat young, red hair tied back into a ponytail, and she says, oh,
hello.
Hello. Is there something I can help you with, sir?
I was wondering if I could get some studs in the leather pads of my armor to make this studded leather armor.
Yes.
Okay, how much would it cost me?
15 gold.
Okay. All right, here you go.
Oh, wow. Great. Thank you. You can count, and I'll just take that armor from you then to work on it. Great.
Yeah.
Are
awesome.
You naked?
No, I have a shirt on. Maybe.
Only a shirt?
I got an undershirt.
What about underwear?
No pants.
No pants.
No, I am wearing pants.
Oh.
And then she whispers, small tool.
A bit of a small tool for such big hands.
You know what to say about big hands.
Small tool?
Yes.
No, I mean, it works, because I'm quite small.
Image. Mental image.
She's looking over the armor. She just said that, like, absentmindedly. She's like, yeah, small tools, whatever, it fits in my hand just fine. She's, like, talking about actual tools. And then she said, all right, I'll do my best. I only just recently took over, so I'm sorry if it's not as good as how well my dad could do, but...
What happened to your dad? Totally missing that, I probably shouldn't be asking.
It's complicated. He's gone away. Yeah, I can have this armor done, hopefully within a day. Like I said, I'm a little... newer at this than
your dad.
Than my dad. He's gone and not coming back. As we established, yes.
We'll come back tomorrow.
Alright.
Good luck with your dad.
There's nothing to be done now, I'm afraid, but thank you.
I mean,
so, yeah.
Could learn anime,
both
dad.
Yovi and Mineo have the same intelligence score, but it really does not feel like that.
Well, because we established in the first episode that my character can't read. Even though I'm just slightly less than average. In
mm-hmm.
terms of
we compensate each other well.
So
then you go to the ship, right? You go to
mm-hmm.
the ship. The salty smell of the sea, the curling, crashing comma, and the tattered, tough trident. At a glance, the ship does not look like much. The ship has 7 bright white sails, the main sail, the forestay sail, the jib, the main top sail, and the fore top sail, of course. The ropes holding the sails together seem new, appearing to be made of sisal rope. While not splintered, the floors seem to be older, salt-washed, and made of a dark mahogany wood. The ship has a foremast and a mainmast, with a crow's nest along the mainmast. Along the floor of the main deck are a few empty barrels and a burlap sack filled with other empty burlap sacks. Towards the stern of the ship is a staircase on the left leading up to the ship's helm, surrounded by a railing on the rear of the ship. To the right of the stairs is a door that leads to the captain's quarters, and on the far right is a stairwell that leads to the crew's quarters and the cargo bay underneath. Other than the basic furnishings in the captain's quarters, sails, and the barrels and burlap sacks, the ship is unfurnished. The ship is old, but sturdy. Introducing the trident.
Mahogany.
So mahogany is actually a wood that is used for some boats.
Really?
They make boats out of mahogany.
I
looked it up.
Particularly water-resistant?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'll wiki you.
Let's hope so. And you find yourself aboard the trident. Ready.
And wait, but before we get on, I stop Mineo. Mineo, now, this is your ship?
This is my ship.
And you're sure that it's your ship?
This is definitely my ship.
Great. Well, it's a great ship, but just making absolutely sure.
Your
ship.
I am this many sure.
Great. Well, that's good. That's good enough for me.
He held up 7 fingers.
Yes.
I don't know how much that's meant to represent.
Yomi doesn't know either.
It's a 7.
Ash is just sitting back watching this tomfoolery go. He just like really enjoys Mineo.
So I get in front of everybody. Like there's like a wooden like bridge. It's wide enough. It's about 4 feet wide that leads to my ship from the pier.
Sure.
And I walk up it and I can sit on my deck and I'm looking at the other guys. I'm just waiting for them before they even step foot onto my ship. They go on the railing, and I want them to say permission to board your ship, Captain.
Do you guys say it?
Wait, so did you prompt me?
Alright guys. Before you enter the ship, you have to ask permission to board the ship. Now take with that what you will.
Well, to who?
To me.
Well, I thought you were supposed to say that to the captain.
I am the captain.
Oh.
I thought we were your crew.
I am the captain.
Well,
I walk on with the second.
Oh, come on, Asher, let's just humor him. Permission to board the ship, Captain.
Permission granted.
Great.
Permission to board the ship, Captain.
Permission denied. Just kidding.
Just having a go, mate.
As you all chortle at the joke, the screen fades to black. And
Ajax flies up towards the mast and perches up there.
And Ajax caws with the promise of adventure in next time's session.
Thank you all for listening to episode 7 of our podcast and bearing with us through some imperfect audio conditions. I'm very happy to say that this will be the last episode with that problem. As always, if you want to stay up to date on Luck of the Draw news, follow us on Twitter at LOTDDND, on Instagram at Luck of the Draw Podcast, or email us at luckofthedrawpodcast@gmail.com.